AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia is reporting the first launch of its new Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile. President Vladimir Putin called it unique and said it will make those who threaten Russia think twice. This is day two of testimony from Johnny Depp in the libel lawsuit against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Johnny Depp tells a courtroom outside Washington Amber Heard had a need for conflict and violence, and he drank and used drugs to cope. Depp says she wanted him to get sober to save the marriage.
She asked me if I would stop drinking to save the relationship, of course. I stopped drinking.
Depp says he asked Heard to stop drinking as well, but she did not. Depp is suing Heard after she wrote a Washington Post op-ed piece about domestic abuse, although she did not mention him by name. Heard is expected to testify as the trial continues. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A new AP NORC poll shows the majority of Americans continue to support a mask requirement for people traveling on airplanes and public transportation. That includes Kristen Weber from Pittsburgh.
I was wearing my mask today, and we'll continue wearing it for a little bit longer.
Chicago commuter Eric Aberholden is not in the majority.
It's like Swiss cheese. I mean, there's no uniformity and it seems pretty laissez-faire.
New Mexico workplace safety regulators say they've issued the maximum possible fine against a film production company for firearm safety failures on the set where a cinematographer was shot and killed in October by actor and producer Alec Baldwin. Police say a performer who scared a group at a South Carolina haunted house was shot and wounded by a man who said he thought he was grabbing a prop gun as part of the experience. A Texas judge pushed back the first jury trial over how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay the families of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. This is AP News. A jury acquitted an Ohio doctor of murder charges in the deaths of hospital patients.
Dr. William Husel was accused of ordering excessive amounts of the painkiller fentanyl for 14 patients in the Columbus area Mount Carmel Health System. Prosecutors said ordering such dosages for a non-surgical situation indicated an intent to end lives. Dr. Husel's lawyer said he was providing comfort for dying patients, not trying to kill them, and called a single witness, an anesthesiologist, to testify that Husel's patients died from their medical conditions and not his actions. I'm Julie Walker.
A state trooper in Connecticut who fired 7 gunshots into a car and killed a man in 2020 after a high-speed chase has been charged with manslaughter. An investigation found the shooting was not justified. The officer told officials he feared the man was going to attack other officers with a knife. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.